Hi, I'm Seth Rogen. And if you
wow, look how skinny he is.
He did both of them, him and what's his face?
Who? Who do you think is what's his face?
What's the dude? His buddy.
He's in all the movies. I'm gonna let you hang out there. I'm not gonna help you.
His buddy. What's his name? Not Seth Rogen. It's the fat guy.
That's Seth Rogen.
Yeah, the fat guy. He was on
Moneyball.
Right. His name is Seth Rogen.
It is not that. That's Seth Rogen.
His name is.
What's his name? Come on, he's pretty famous.
I have no idea. You can give me a hint. Give me a hint. What his name is?
Okay. How about if I tell you that? Should tell you what letter his name starts with. It starts with a J. Does that help? To give his initials.
Jack Daniels.
His initials are JH. Does that help?
Seth Rogen.
And JH.
JH.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you some other movies he's
Judd
been in. Maybe
Nelson.
This will help you.
Now, you can name all the movies. I mean, I know.
Superbad.
Superbad. Is,
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
Ringing a bell. 21 Jump Street.
22 Jump Street also.
Right. War Dogs.
The Babysitter that I just saw.
Okay. JH. Is it hitting you yet? Knocked Up.
Judas King.
Get him to the Greek. His sister.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
His sister's Beanie Feldstein.
That's what I thought his name was.
No.
Beanie Feldstein.
JH are his initials.
I cannot think of his name to save my life.
Well, start going through J's. You know what I mean? Like start
Jack.
Okay, it's not so start going like J A, J I, J O. You know what I mean? Start, you know,
Judas.
You know
how to work. Jordan.
He just made huge news because he refused to lose a ton of weight. I mean, he still has a little weight on him and he will not be body shamed. He's like, men deal with this too. And he just made national news talking about body acceptance.
So
men
I
as
should
well.
Know exactly who his name is.
I'm just saying he's pretty famous.
Okay, he is pretty famous. So
we
if
just,
you're
we
just
mentioned
joining
a bunch
us,
of movies.
I'm trying to figure out this guy's name. And it's not Seth Rogen.
Not the guy on the screen, because the guy on the screen is Seth Rogen. And I made the comment that he lost a lot of weight, and you said so did his friend.
Right. So Seth Rogen is talking about this right now, since we're doing this.
Hi, right. I'm Seth Rogen. And if you know anything about me at all, I'm going to assume it's that I really love weed. But what you probably don't know about me is that I have been working on my own weed company for the last 10 years, and we are finally ready to launch in America.
Now that is good marketing right there.
No, he's somebody who's already famous and already rich, and he invested his rich boy money to make more money. There's nothing genius about that.
And we're trying to figure out his friend's name, which is...
I know his friend's name.
Jordan Hill.
In America.
Close.
It's called Houseplant, and...
You got the Hill part right.
Jordan.
What we're doing is bringing you the best strains of weed that have been hand-picked, and by that I mean hand-smoked, by me. just the weed that I love.
Well, I mean, look how much weight he's lost from smoking
but
weed.
I want to be smoking.
I don't think he's lost weight from smoking weed. I think he's lost weight because he's lost weight. Nothing to do with the weed.
Terrible little tin.
He smokes a lot of weed, though.
One for
yeah, he does. But he always didn't you see
indica.
Pineapple Express. He's been smoking for 10 years.
Another thing we're doing
or
is
longer.
Making beauty.
Why does he have those glasses? Those glasses are like your dad's glasses.
It is a weird choice of glasses, considering.
I mean, if he had decent looking glasses, he could pull off a decent look.
He got those at Lens Crafters.
But he looks like your dad. He's got the sweater on, the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to give it to Taylor Swift. She brought the cardigan back. So he's a little retro like that. It's kind of a
no, he's
Kurt
just
Cobain
lazy.
Cardigan.
Yeah, he's just lazy. And so is Jordan Hill.
Nope, not Jordan.
What is his name? Damn it.
Hill is correct. You got that part right.
Judas.
No, you were closer with Jordan.
Jordan.
Stop saying Jordan because it isn't Jordan.
I got to look it up. It's going to drive me crazy. Just tell
look
me.
It up. You're not allowed to cheat. You can't cheat. Come on. Seth You're close Rogen. With Jordan. What sounds like Jordan?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, close. You're getting there.
John. The hell is that guy's name? It's going to drive me nuts. And you know it. See, that's the thing is you know it. And you're not going to tell me. Because you're evil. Jordan Knight Hill. You don't. What is his name?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Jonah.
Jonah Hill. Yes, I knew that.
I knew you knew
it. I was just testing you. If you ask me in an hour, I'll forget.
It took you long enough.
Ask me at the end of the show, I'll forget. So, Jonah Hill.
Yes.
Lost some weight too.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. But not a lot of weight. He lost some weight, but not a ton. You know, he's his size. He's as thin as he's going to be. Like his whole idea is like, he doesn't want to be shamed. He doesn't want to be shamed for his body. You know, the way women don't want to be shamed. I'm with him. I think he made a good statement.
Put down the Twinkie. Step away from the Twinkie. I can say this because we're pretty much the same person. So, dude, if you're sick of being picked on for being fat, step away from the Twinkie.
No. Okay. So here's his statement on social media. Here's what he posted, I think, on Instagram. He said, "I don't think I ever took my shirt off in a pool until I was in my mid-30s, even in front of my family and friends. Probably would have happened sooner if my childhood insecurities weren't exacerbated by years of public mockery about my body by press and interviewers." Mm-hmm. So the idea that media tries to play me by stalking me while surfing and printing photos, like I guess there's a photo of him where he doesn't look svelte. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He said, "It can't faze me anymore. I'm 37. I finally love and accept myself. This isn't a good for me post. And it's definitely not a feel bad for me post. It's for the kids who don't take their shirt off in the pool. Have fun. You're wonderful and awesome and perfect. All my love." Pretty cool, I thought.
And he should jog to the store to buy Twinkies every now and then. I can say this. I'm there. I'm not picking on a certain stereotype. I'm picking on me.
Why don't you jog to the store and put the Twinkies down then?
Exactly. But I'm not bitching about it. I'm not a little pussy about it. I'm not, "Oh, look at me, I'm fat because I don't want to move."
That's not what he said. No, he's actually, what he's saying is that he accepts his body right now and that he spent his entire childhood. You know, I got to tell you, one of my best friends was very fat as a kid and I saw the way she was treated by other kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look, kids find something to make fun of, but when you're heavy, they always go with the obvious thing. And when I read that post, I thought about her. She wore a shirt we all wore bikinis in the pool. You know, we jumped in the pool together. We went to camp together. She wore a t-shirt over her bathing suit because she was self-conscious about her body.
I think
that's really sad.
Overweight kids, that's a different story.
That's what he's saying. He's saying he's always been overweight. So now that he's 37.
But now it's just an excuse. Because now step away from the Twinkie.
Excuse me. He was obese. Now he's your size. So he just needs to, I mean, if you didn't know that he was an obese person his entire life, you'd be like, "Yeah, that guy can lose 5-10 pounds. But when you compare him to the 300-pound him, and now you see he's only like a buck 80, you're like, "Oh, wow." Do you know what I mean? So what he's saying is he's sick of being body shamed by the paparazzi. He's in the public eye.
It's good for friends like me to pick on him. So I'm picking on him because that's what friends do. Run around the block. I should too. I'm saying it to myself.
Why don't you run around the block?
I'm saying it to myself. I should run around the block, but no, I'm too busy doing this stupid show. I can't run around the block because I'm doing this.
The whole hour you're on the air with me. The whole hour you're doing this with me. What about the other 23 hours in your day?
That's devoted to, I don't know, work and cutting this show up and doing stuff for this show. It's 24 and a half hours a day.
You can go take a 20 minute walk.
No, I don't have 20 minutes. I wish I had 20 minutes. If I had 20 minutes, I'd be happy. I don't have 20 minutes.
Right. You don't have 20 minutes.
I don't have 20 minutes.
Sure.
I don't.
Everybody does.
No, well, okay, then they should tell me what they do with their 20 minutes.
No,
because I don't have 20
minutes. They go
for
a walk. They do something rather than just sit around and eat Twinkies and ding-dongs like you do. And I know you eat those because I lived with you.
Right. I'm the first one to say I do. So,
and you know what? Let me just say, the reason why when we went food shopping, the reason why I took longer than you, because it takes longer to pick out tomatoes and to pick out lettuce. It's very easy to go grab a bottle of Mountain Dew and a box of ding dongs and throw them in your cart.
It had nothing to do with you talking to everybody in the store. So they had nothing to do with that. So,
because I knew they had the good lettuce in the back. I didn't want the lettuce that had been sitting there.
And you have to read the whole back of every can.
You have to sit there
and read the back of the can. Yeah, that.
No, because I care about what goes in my body. I care what I eat. I don't just walk over to a shelf and just go.
You were a teenager. You didn't care what was in your body when you were a teenager.
Not true. You're wrong about that. I became a vegetarian when I was 9 years old.
I'm not talking about food.
Well, that's different. That was only one part of my body.
Oh.